Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yeah!
What was that?
That's my Howard Dean.
Oh. We saw a little bit of that, too. There's a little shouting.
Yeah.
Checking in at
number five.
There you go. Hey, the president. This was an astounding moment today. Mm-hmm. The president visited a mosque today. And for the first time in his presidency, at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, he thanked the Muslim community for being a community.
Wow.
And said that attempts to target them tears at the fabric of our nation.
For more than 1,000 years, people have been drawn to Islam's message of peace. And the very word itself, Islam, comes from salam, peace. The standard greeting is, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And like so many faiths, Islam is rooted in a commitment to compassion and mercy and justice and charity.
I just want to say this. I listened to this, and I thought, and by the way, I'm sure my best friends are Muslims. What the president is saying is all factual.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
However, politically, he could never have made this speech. And he's on this victory lap right now of saying things he could never say.
We'd be talking about President Romney if he had done this 4 years ago. And remember that scene in the great movie The Graduate when Dustin Hoffman takes Catherine Ross to a hotel for like a date? Mm-hmm. It's the same hotel he'd been going with her mother. And everybody kept saying, how are you doing, Mr. Braddock? How are you doing? Imagine Obama walking into the mosque and everyone's like, hello, Mr. President. No, you've never seen me before. I've never been here before. What are you talking about?
Assalamu alaikum, Barack.
He's way too good at all that.
He was so good. But good for him. I mean, he's saying he's getting a ton of letters from across America of people who are really Muslims who are trying to do the right thing, who are saying, look, look what's happening to us. I mean, come on. That's a part of the reality here in America, too.
You know, I was walking down Michigan Avenue about 2 months ago on a Sunday morning, and there was a huge group of Muslims marching, and they had all kinds of beautiful flags and scripts and stuff. And I stopped somebody, and I asked him, what are you doing? And I go, what are you saying? What are these signs saying? And he's saying, we're denouncing all forms of terrorism and saying that's not the true, representation of who we are. And guess what? Nobody was covering it.
Well, isn't that
interesting? Nobody was covering it.
No one does cover it. That's
wrong. There's a bunch of other guys in a Republican race, and no one's covering them either. Just ask Jeb. Hey, wait, hold on.
Maybe it's
wait, there's more. I kind of like this.
Okay.
Back then, Muslims were often called Mohammedans. And Thomas Jefferson explained that the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, he wrote, was designed to protect all faiths. And I'm quoting Thomas Jefferson now, the Jew and the Gentile, the Christian and the Mohammedan.
Funny because, again, it's like you see what he's for the first time in his presidency, he's like, listen, I want to be a college professor. Everybody is assailing me for being a college professor. He's out there. He's lecturing on American history. And on this. And it's like, and you know what? Good for him and good for, there's millions of Muslims in America. Many of them were born here, second generation, in some cases, third generation.
Sure.
And more. I mean, he talks about, he goes back.
Yeah, he does.
Muslim Americans worked on Henry Ford's assembly line, cranking out cars. A Muslim American designed the skyscrapers of Chicago. In 1957, when dedicating the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., President Eisenhower said, I should like to assure you, my Islamic friends, that under the American Constitution and in American hearts, this place of worship is just as welcome as any other religion.
He's talking about Khan, who designed the Sears Tower, and the John Hancock.
Rowe's great uncle.
Contributions. Yeah, that's right. A relative.
Don't call me
no
Khan.
Doubt. But he doesn't talk
left
to you.
Left Rowe nothing in his will except 10 tattered ascots. You're right. It's as if he's saying, and presidents on both sides have done this when they're doing their victory lap. They're like, okay, now I'm going to talk to the smart people. Okay. I don't have to pretend.
Yeah.
Because in the meantime, Hillary's in, all her pantsuits out there saying, I hear you and I know you and I like you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a, it is amazing. An interesting thing, and he and you know, and I think it's important to be stated. It's going to fall on deaf ears in the Middle East because the people, because the politics in the Middle East are such that, and we respond to it in this way. The politics is they're talking to the dead enders there to try to get them all, you know, amped up to do bad things, right? I mean, that's the how ISIS does its trade, and so. Yeah. You know, and people do get swayed by issues of faith. Mm. It's a beautiful thing about America, though. You get here and it's just to wash a lot of that away. You can be a person of faith, but your faith does not trump your social responsibility in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
All
Amen.
Right. And I should not have said Trump.
Number four.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, there he is, oh my God, says Americans will be glad when he's president, especially if the nation gets attacked.
If we are attacked... Somebody attacks us. Wouldn't you rather have Trump as president if we're attacked? Oh, we'll beat the shit out of them. Anybody attacks us.
That's what you want.
It's exactly what you want.
Exactly.
It's not incendiary at all, is it?
No, that's what you want. And you want a guy who's just...
Simplistic notion of everything.
Right. Because yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to send hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of American men and women into a place as a meat grinder without thinking about it first.
Yeah, cavalierly sending 20-year-olds off to their deaths. Because we're going to beat them.
And if they bring tomatoes in, also...
Beat the crap out of them.
Yeah. Unlike that wimp, like the John Kerry who tried to run for president. What did he know about warfare?
Yeah,
first loser.
You know.
We certainly do want to attack anybody who wants to attack us. And there's a great story today about the most recent Congressional Medal of Honor recipient from Afghanistan, a U.S. Navy SEAL. Great story that we could talk about a little bit later on. But first, wait, hold on. There's more. The Trumpster then said this about Vladimir Putin.
You know, interestingly, speaking of potential, because he hates Obama so much, Putin, he said Donald Trump is a genius and he's the real leader over in that country. And these people that I'm negotiating with all the time, these people on the stage with me, they said, you should disavow what Putin of Russia said. I said, I'm not disavowing that he called me a genius. Are you crazy? Don't worry, I can't be seduced.
Well, ask Melania and Marla Maples about that. But you know, I mean, wouldn't it be a badge of honor if Putin hates you if you're the president of the United States, right?
I cannot believe what I just heard.
I can't either.
I mean, really? Really? Okay.
Ro, you're going to love this. Donald Trump has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
By himself.
Doesn't mean he can win.
Right.
But,
I could be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right, yeah.
His vigorous peace through strength ideology.
Okay. Because it's working out just great. Yeah. Wow. Putin loves him. Okay.
Everything's fine. Don't worry.
He likes the... Yeah. By the way, he didn't say Putin. Putin never says the real leader. Trump always adds one thing that's factually inaccurate to everything.
I golfed against him.
Beat him. Hold on. Yeah, Violetta, Podramatic, get me out of this. What's that with the WGN traffic trouble spots?
Is that what it says?
Yep. All right. We continue.
Oh, I have one more thing to say. Sorry.
Yes.
With Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, you can relive the best moments of the game anytime you want. Start your 30-day trial at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
All right, my friends. Here we go. Checking in at... We're going to have to rush through
Number
these.
Three.
There you go. Top election official in Nashville resigned, and Mayor Megan Barry ordered an audit of spending in the Davidson County Election Commissioner's office following findings from a TV news investigation there, WSMV. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman Ron Buchanan submitted his resignation after an altercation with a reporter, Alana Alter.
Is it acceptable that you went to a restaurant such as Sperry's for something that was Davidson County Election Commission business?
That charge was for a business meeting to discuss the budget on June 30th when the budget was approved on July 1st, and it was a very legitimate purchase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there was a two-month investigation by the investigative team there, and they actually did expose what a city council member called questionable spending by election administrator Kent Wall. No relation to, just hoping anybody that we know around here, at restaurants and for office decorations, and this didn't go so well.
Could you have gone to another restaurant that perhaps was not as expensive?
That's it.
Can you explain the picture frame that's at $600?
That's it.
That's it.
That's divorce.
That's exactly the bitch I thought you would be.
Wow. You want to say that again, Mr. Buchanan? Yeah. You want to... Do not touch me. Do you want to say that again for the camera?
No.
Stop.
I think he just did. I think he just did.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She sounded like she was 12, but she like stood up for herself.
And when
there.
You watch the video, she yeah. is. She's kind of cowering. She's kind of nervous a little bit about going after him because he is kind of intimidating. But yeah, good for her. Yeah.
You're that little bitch I thought you'd be.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's how Colonel Sanders used to talk to people, too.
I thought you'd be a good little Tennessee volunteer, if you don't want to mind.
Oh, good golly.
My name is Alana Otler. I've been born to be in TV with that name. What else do you think I was going to do?
Checking in at
number two.
Residents of Osceola County, Florida, have found catfish in their mailboxes and their yards, prompting questions whether it's a prank or something more serious. What is the catfish can walk now? What is that?
Rhyme in the house sending the fish out again?
What's going on?
Madison Furtick said she received an unusual delivery Monday when her postman discovered a large catfish inside the mailbox. She's not the only one to get the unwelcome mail. According to a Facebook page from Osceola County residents, two other people have also had similar incidents, including a catfish that like fell out of the sky. Onto somebody's yard. This is like catfish NATO.
He was like, here, you know, I thought I'd bring you your mail. Somebody put a big catfish in your mailbox. So it looked like it could have been a live fish that somebody had stuck in there. And then it kind of, you know, flopped around like fish do. Because the mailbox is still dirty. I was kind of in shock that somebody would do that. It's not something that you hear of every day. So, you know, it starts with the catfish in a mailbox, but then it starts with breaking into a car. You never know where things escalate to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure that escalates anywhere other than to a mental institution.
I've never heard that it starts with the catfish. First they came from my neighbors, then they put a catfish.
Around these parts, sending dead fish, you know, is the work of our mayors on occasion, so we've seen that. A dead catfish in your mailbox. They seem like perfectly normal, sweet people.
And, you know, and in an unrelated story, the next block over, people were getting a lot of tartar sauce put in their mailboxes. So it just might have been a menu suggestion. We don't know.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. If your mailbox starts to smell like catfish, you got a problem. I mean, that's going to be, you know, to get that catfish stank out of your mailbox.
How do you do it?
I don't know what you're going to do. You got to get a new mailbox, right?
Yeah. That's a real problem.
Because you got to take that power. You got to get a power cleaner and go right through the mailbox with the power cleaner.
I never knew what that show Catfish was about. Now I understand. Yeah. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Put catfish in people's mailboxes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And
number one.
Politician, writer, musician, and actor. Bernie Sanders' back catalog might be the most eclectic in this or any other modern presidential race. Thanks to the web sleuths on a massive Reddit page dedicated to the candidate, we now get to see that Sanders, as a rabbi in the 1999 film My Ex-Girlfriend's Wedding Reception.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you all hear me? My name is Rabbi Manny Shevitz. And I'm very pleased that you invited me to be with you today. And I've prepared a few words for this important occasion.
The Sanders campaign has confirmed that's really him.
I don't think that hurts him, though. I mean, terrible pun, but wow.
Oh, he has to name Jeff Garland as his running mate, doesn't he?
Well, the funny thing is now that's really him, right?
That's right. That's what they say.
Larry David's people are like having to deny that it's Larry David as him.
He's so good at it.
Can I play that one more time? Would you please?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you all hear me? My name is Rabbi Manny Shevitz, and I am very pleased that you invited me to be with you today, and I've prepared a few words for this important occasion.
He's so good. You always see him in the producers. Like,
wait, there's more. There's more.
Okay, let me just make my point here. And that is, all in all, it's not so bad. When it's good, it's good. If it doesn't feel right, just say no. There's always tomorrow. It could be worse. Now, let's just thank God you have your arms, you have your legs. Let's eat.
That, by the way, should be his campaign close.
Oh, great life advice.
One of his speeches. It could be worse.
You got your arms, you got your legs.
So good or so bad, it could be worse. You could have Trump as your president.
The top five at five.